Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Part 5, Conclusion. Today, as I type these words, there is an awakening occurring. People are beginning to remember that there is something to remember. They are beginning to experience the effects of an intense spiritual dehydration, and their thirst for something quenching is demanding immediate attention. In Egyptian mysticism, the ego is called Set, and any reference to being in Set's house is synonymous with being in the coffin, incarnated. This lets us know that the ancients knew that the only way to truly live is to live as God. Living, identified as the ego, is tantamount to being dead. As a matter of fact, that is how we acquire the word evil. It originally didn't mean bad and wrong. It was simply the opposite end of a pole that represented life or God. One end of the pole was considered full, the other, empty. Sin is the Latin word for empty. One was considered L-I-V-E, and the other, its opposite, E-V-I-L. There is nothing in Set's house that will assist you in overcoming Set. That is to say, there is nothing in your story that will assist you in remembering your divinity. Coming up with the right formula to get out of Set's house is not possible. Trying to think different thoughts inside the story is behavior modification and will never lead to self-realization. If you are facing and thus embracing your story, Set, then ultimately you must command, "Get thee behind me." You must put your limited thinking behind you and begin identifying with your true being. You must start agreeing with what God said and let go of what you are saying.